still unchanged.
Done it, done it, done.
Live from the Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Bayou-La-Batrie, Louisiana. It's the Ringhauser Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhauser Brothers. And the wisest of the Ringhauser Brothers. Author, inventor, philosopher.
Philosopher.
The first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic. And the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers. A man whose only fault is that he loves too much, mainly himself, Richard J. Ringhauser. And also featuring the youngest of the Ringhauser Brothers, well-loved song and dance man and self-taught herpetologist, the new overseer of the Bridge of Death.
Yeah.
Twice decorated Air Force hero sandwich eater. A man with Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins. Craig, 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson. And...
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil. The 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the Silver Medal in Alligator Wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who has proven time and time again that he is right about everything most of the time. Also the youngest of the Ringhauser Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen!
Yay! Woo-hoo-hoo.
What an intro.
Do you have a nickel problem?
You'll have these all memorized in just a few more months.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't hit record. Sorry. We'll have to start over.
We don't have to listen to the intro again, do we?
Our listeners are saying, just turn it off.
I do have a clarification that needs to be made.
What might that be, Richard?
Okay, well, I did the math. Johnson's
relation
to the Ringhausen family is actually one click. That's a click. I figured you'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
One click up from us, which means that instead of 12.5%, he's 6.25%. But I figured that he probably likes the sound of 12.5 better than he likes the sound of 6.25.
Regardless of what I'm used to.
Neither. Okay.
What you got for us, Al?
You guys are all dressed up in your like fancy shirts here tonight. You got Craig's wearing the Butcher Bill from Gangs of New York.
Good movie.
He's got the hog's head on it and everything. Not Butcher Bill. It's Blade Bill. Bill the Butcher. And Rick over here is wearing, a patriotic kind of shirt. It's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
The real thing. Not the movie Rushmore, but the actual picture of... This Mount Rushmore.
Rushmore is Wes Anderson's first movie, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Don't know. Don't care.
Well, poopy dupe.
This is the most America patriotic shirt I've got.
Oh, come on. You don't have a shirt that's red, white, and blue?
Oh, this is.
Oh, I guess it is. Kind of. Yeah, there's a little blue down there.
It's got a little flag on it.
It's got a flag right on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was bloody.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like,
didn't that
everybody's real oily and sweaty looking? You know, it's pretty gross. Really.
Wasn't one of the gangs like dressed like the New York Yankees with baseball bats?
You're thinking of that Warriors. Elton John movie?
Oh,
talking about Warriors?
Oh, maybe
Warriors come out and play.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. Different gangs in New York.
Different gangs in New York. Rick, sorry. It's
gangs of Chicago, wasn't it?
Sorry. I wasn't sitting in New York.
No, it was New York. Yeah, it was Gangs New York.
All right.
Okay, so.
Topic.
Yeah, what led me to this
is topic courtesy of Alan Ringhausen.
Intro that we've been listening to for ages, and the reference to Mr. Johnson as a song and dance man.
Yeah.
So I have in my hand musical trivia.
Oh, bring it on.
Oh, really? Well, according to this list, it starts easy and gets harder as it goes.
That's going to be bad for me.
Okay, so...
We'll ping pong who goes first.
Okay.
Oh, we're not just throwing it out there?
We'll throw it out.
Yeah, let's throw it out.
Well, let's get ready. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to know one of these.
Okay, talk about a circle of life. Rafiki hosted a fuzzy baby one more time as what movie musical turned musical musical that took home 6 Tony Awards in 1998?
The Lion King.
They didn't even try, Rick.
I knew it at the
end. One for Johnson!
I was going to let you finish, though.
Oh, okay.
You said Rafiki.
Okay, we're ready to go again here?
Yeah.
We'll let Rick
Known as the hottest ticket on Broadway for years after its...
Backdraft, the musical.
After its 2015 debut, what musical, penned by Lin-Manuel Miranda...
Oh, God! No!
Was loosely based on a biography written by Ron Chernow.
I'm going to let Rick answer this one.
God. Would it be the worst musical that's ever won a Tony Award?
That's incorrect. Broadway? That is incorrect. It's actually
Hamilton. Woo. What is it you like about that musical? You know, the songs are all like written by a child, and there's no art to them. It just describes what's going on. And now we'll be fighting the Revolutionary War, and we'll be carrying guns and shooting against the British. I mean, it's just terrible, badly
right.
written lyrics.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. What an accurate description.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just struggled making the jump between Revolutionary Times and rap music. Whatever. Teach his own.
Hey, yeah, Johnson. Okay, Johnson can like whatever he wants. America,
right?
That's what Hamilton fought and died for.
If he wants to thrive on being wrong, that's fine.
Yeah, it's his right as an American. Over half the people in the country exercise that right.
That's right. Okay, one of Broadway's longest-running musicals. Have I said that on every question yet?
Marathon Man, the musical.
Longest-running musicals. What? Jonathan Larson show.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Featured characters singing about how they couldn't afford to pay...
Rent.
There was a book called Jonathan Livingston Seagull, though, wasn't there? Do you remember that, Alan? When we were like in junior high, that was a big thing.
Yes.
I think they made us read
They did. Actually, our teacher in seventh grade read a chapter a day to us, you know, like forced us to do it because she knew we wouldn't read it ourselves. And she read the whole darn thing.
You even know what we're talking about, Jonathan?
No.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull?
No.
It was a phenomenon of the 70s, really.
Like the early 70s.
It was a seagull that didn't fit in with all the other seagulls, and his goal in life was to go faster and higher and better and be the best seagull that he could be. And basically, he achieved heaven.
Oh. I never read it.
Okay.
Is that like that goose? But it was actually a swan?
It has nothing to do with the damn goose.
Oh. Give me another musical. We're doing pretty good so far.
I'd love to do another one. Okay, what lyricist and composer...
Elton John.
...who died in 2021...
Oops.
...had a Broadway theater named for him on the occasion of his 80th birthday?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No.
But that was a pretty good guess.
That was a good guess.
Tim Rice.
No. That's two no's, so I'm going to throw the correct answer out there, which is Stephen Sondheim.
Heard of him.
Okay.
Side by side.
Here we go. Titanic.
Yeah, the
was
musical.
A 2023 off-Broadway musical that mashed up the plot of the Oscar-winning film Titanic with the music of what singer?
Celine Dion.
Tie.
Hey, that's
it wasn't
pretty,
right.
That's pretty
was
good.
It?
What was the correct answer? Celine Dion.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
Go back.
I don't know. That's something I'd be proud of.
I'm not. I know.
Okay, going back to Titanic just for a second. You've all seen the movie.
Yep.
End of the movie, she's floating on some piano bench or something, right? Or coffin.
Right.
There was room for him.
There was
on
room
there.
For two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She does. Oh, yeah. She just let him drown because she was rich and he was poor.
I agree.
And she had had enough of slumming around with him.
Yeah, she got what she wanted from him.
Which was?
A really nice painting.
Oh. Yeah.
A really nice painting. You nailed it, Rick. And he nailed her.
There's some episode of Seinfeld where George said he watched Titanic.
Right.
He says, the old woman's just a liar, right? And Jerry goes, yeah.
What? What?
He said the old woman was just a liar.
Oh, yeah. She was an idiot.
And he said,
throws a giant diamond into the ocean.
He said, and a bit of a tramp, if you ask me.
Yeah, she was. All right. Are you ready?
Are you ready for this?
I dreamed a dream. One more day. And do you hear the people sing? Are three of the most famous numbers from what Broadway musical set in 19th century? France.
Les Mis?
Les Mis is correct.
Les Mis.
I didn't get it till France.
You're taking a real risk when your musical's named The Miserables, right?
Yeah, the movie version of that, they sang the entire, I mean, there was no talking.
Yeah, I was singing the entire thing.
Like Jesus Christ Superstar.
Can't handle it. Sorry.
Jesus Christ Superstar is pretty good, though.
It is.
Although, you know, I've seen Jesus Christ Superstar put on by probably 8 different productions, and every one of them except the one that I was engaged with, has it set in the future or modern times. They never set it. They will never set that musical in the time of Christ.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to what you were saying. Okay. What Broadway musical features warring gangs of New York City? Warring gangs of New York City.
Escape from New York, the musical.
Known as the Jets and the Sharks.
Oh, West Side Story.
Yes.
You know, Steven Spielberg remade that a couple years ago. And like a shot-for-shot remake. I mean, what's the point of that?
Mm. Before...
Oh, wait. Before you go any further, we should do a commercial.
All right, we'll be right back after this message.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Betamax, a revolutionary product from Sony that allows you to watch television programs you might otherwise have missed. The Betamax can actually videotape a program on one channel while you're watching a different channel. Imagine that. Can your dinosaur VHS machine do something like that? Forget about it. The Betamax SL5000 has all the features you want. Front-loading tape? Got it. Beta scan with fast forward and fast reverse. Got it. Freeze frame, remote control, sleek styling. Got it. All the features you want, not somewhere in the distant future, now. And for only $2,000, you can't afford not to get one. Sony's Betamax, the future is now.
And welcome back to the show.
the Betamax. And they did sell for $2,000.
And you pulled that commercial out of the files. You cleaned something out? Or
I guess I just saw it. Got to thinking about Betamax.
Yeah, and they were enormous when they first came out.
Oh, about the size of a coffin.
Yeah. But, man, you had it. That was, you were on the cutting edge of technology.
Unless you were dumb enough to have bought one. In which case, then you're faced with trying to find movies and stuff that were made in Betamax instead of VHS.
But it was the superior machine to VHS.
Yeah, it probably was.
That's what I heard.
Just didn't catch on. Didn't do enough advertising. Now it might be a little late, Rick.
Now it'll be a comeback.
They could be using it to play back old musicals.
Yeah.
Like...
Yes?
Before Hamilton was a sensation, Miranda was best known for writing the music for what musical, which opened on Broadway in 2008 and details the lives of Dominican Americans in the neighborhood of this title?
In the Heights.
Huh? Really?
He got it.
Dang. What was it?
Hey, In what? The Heights.
Have you seen that?
I've not.
With over 10,000 performances.
My Fair Lady.
Was the longest running show in Broadway history.
Ring out some votes for My Fair Lady.
And I'm going to tell you what it's not.
Hamilton.
It's not Hamilton.
Right. Not yet.
And it won't be.
Oh, it will.
No, it won't.
All right. So let's go with Cats.
Wrong.
Don't save the bell yet for a second. Let me take another shot at this.
Okay. I've been to see it. I saw it on Broadway, as a matter of fact.
Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
And that is a good musical.
It is a good musical.
Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber, I think.
Correct.
All right. What 2004?
Evita.
Smash comedy movie opened as a musical on Broadway.
Legally
Producers.
Blonde.
The movie was 2004. The Broadway show opened in 2018. Oh,
Legally Blonde?
The Hollywood Reporter noted in its review that one character changed from an imperious arbiter of high school hotness to full-blown arch-villainous.
Clueless.
Huh. Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah. Tina Fey's thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that kind of didn't make it, though.
I don't think it did either.
Did it? Did you see Mean Girls?
I did not see it. I saw the movie. Oh, yeah. The
movie's pretty good.
Yeah.
Born in Sacramento, California, Adrian Barbeau.
Stop right there.
Became famous.
Stop right. No, stop. Stop, 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 stop.
For her role.
Is he thinking?
Are you thinking or are you actually stopping?
I was waiting for you to interrupt me.
No, I'm not going to interrupt you. I am too. A few months
ago. For the Broadway musical.
A few months ago, I went to Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
And they have like a performing arts theater there. And they have stars in the ground like Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Of famous Sacramentans.
Yeah.
And Adrian Barbeau was one of them.
Adrian Barbeau. So, and what did she leave an imprint of? Her hands, maybe?
She's on Maud, wasn't she?
She was on Maud.
So that
it's, she was also in Swamp Thing.
It was Maud the musical?
No. She played the character of who in the musical Grease?
Oh, Rizzo.
She was Rizzo.
She would be a Rizzo.
She'd be a Rizzo. Yeah. All right, here we go. Traveling salesman Harold Hill.
Music man, music man, music man. Did I ever tell you about that I played the music man Harold Hill on theater, on stage?
Was that your first show ever?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah.
So your very first show you were ever in, you were the leading man.
Yeah, they didn't.
How'd you swing that?
They didn't make that mistake again.
How prepared did you come for that? For that rehearsal,
I knew the song "You Got Trouble" by heart. That I could just sit, stand there, and sing that without
trouble in River City.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
Okay,
how you spell it?
Because I knew you were gonna. I knew you were gonna raise hell. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
Right.
Only one I know is Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome.
See, in 1932, election of FDR.
Wait. I left a little dead space there so I can dub in some applause. Go ahead.
Okay. All featuring in the new Broadway jukebox musical and Juliet, The songs Stronger, Overprotected, and Baby One More Time were all originally performed by which pop star icon of the 90s?
No idea.
Britney Spears.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
What was it?
Britney Spears.
There's Britney Spears musical?
You've never heard Britney Spears Hit Me One More Time? Let me get that out of my phone. Let me get my phone
I know the song. I just didn't know there was a musical.
Oh, do you now?
I do. Batman the Musical.
Running on Broadway from 2005 through 2017, what musical tells the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Jersey Boys.
Well done.
Have you seen Jersey Boys?
No.
Jukebox music. I don't like jukebox musicals.
What?
Jukebox musicals where they just take songs that are already famous and cram them into a musical.
You don't like those, huh?
No.
Huh.
I want to
when I go to
a musical, I want to hear original stuff written for it, that musical.
For that particular musical, eh?
We went and saw Beetlejuice at the Fox a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it good?
Really?
Yeah. I was so-so on going to see it, but it was very, very good.
The rain
Let me go back to
falls mainly on the plane.
My Fair Lady.
Thank you.
I begged Jerry Sievers, the head of Calhoun Entertainment Company, to do My Fair Lady.
Okay, but that's not the question.
He refused to do it. Harold Higgins.
Is from the Broadway musical, My Fair Lady, which was written by
George Bernard Shaw. It was Pygmalion redone.
Lerner and Lowe.
Oh. Well, that might be true.
Okay.
You didn't give me a chance to answer.
But it was based on George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion.
I'm sure I knew that.
Yeah, okay. Inspired by Alanis Morissette's 1995...
Jagged Little Pill.
There's a musical called Jagged Little Pill?
Apparently. It won 2 Tony Awards in 2021 for Grammy for the Best Musical Theater Album. How about that?
Cover.
The 1967 film, a 2001 musical, and a 2005 film.
Producers. Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
The Great Ringhausen. Oh. Great Ringhausen lands the plane. Did I ever ask you that, Johnson? If you were on an airplane that was pilots were both died on, would you trust anyone other than yourself to land the plane?
Probably not, but I'm pretty certain that I'm driving it right into the ground.
Well, you're in an Air Force, though. Of course you know how to fly a plane.
Right. Yeah. I'll just... Pardon me.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to go with what Rick's saying. If you're on a plane,
and it's just you or one of the other passengers,
the stewardess steps out. Can anyone here fly a plane?
Right.
I was in the Air Force,
and
I can.
And you look around at the dipsticks around you, and say, "I don't want this guy doing it. I don't want her doing it. She's crying already hysterically. I have to step up and take control."
Well, I think so.
Wouldn't you trust the stewardess more, though? They've been on so many
flights. No.
Is it because?
Would you?
Rick's saying that because they're women.
That's what I was going to say, and then I stopped. That didn't seem nice, so I didn't want to say it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, buddy. You've been on many an airline flight, right?
Yeah.
And you heard the pilot come on and say, "Okay, you'll be landing in such and such in about 15 minutes." How many women's voices have come through from the pilot's seat telling you how long they got to land? In airplanes you've been in, how many times have you had a female pilot on an airliner?
Female pilot?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
I was going to say none, but there was this one husky-voiced woman.
Johnson, you ever been on an airplane flown by a woman?
Well, yes.
And Air Force counts.
Yes,
we'll count that.
Yes, yeah, I've been on military flights. But I've only been on 2 commercial flights.
Really?
I've probably flown 50 times, and I've only been on like 2 commercial flights.
Really? You know, they serve drinks on commercial flight.
Right. You got to pay for those tickets, too.
Okay, so if you're like, let's say you're wanting to go to L.A. to watch the Oscars, right?
Right.
Or you're wanting to go to New York City to get the Tonys. Can you pop down to Scott Air Force Base and like flash your military ID and they say, well, if we got space, you can crawl in the back. We'll take you to New York.
It's actually called Space A, which is short for space available. And if they've got a flight going and there's space available, as a retiree, I can go. Active duty can go. But there's like a ranking system there. I think active duty gets first crack at it.
But for real there is?
Yeah, it's
called Space A. I was just being a wise guy.
But they've got to be going. They're not going to make a special flight just for you. But if you get word like that there's going to be a flight from Scott to Hawaii, you can just pop in and see if there's space and then get on it.
When you're at...
That's the coolest thing I've heard.
When you're walking through the airport, do you go into the USO?
I have gone in there before, well, but I don't make a habit.
What they got in there, Craig? We want to know. What's in there?
Is it strippers?
Huh?
No, but they got chairs that you can sleep, you know, like recliners.
They have
and
chairs
stuff.
Outside.
Yeah, but nobody's going to bother you in there.
Right.
You don't have to worry about getting mugged inside the USO.
Gum stuck to them, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, these are nice chairs. Big recliners with, when I say chairs, I mean like recliners you can sleep in, you know, blankets.
And do they
snacks.
Bring you drinks and, okay,
you
snacks.
Black,
okay.
Yeah,
and while you're sitting there sleeping, let's say that a full bird colonel comes by and says, get up.
Roger, you're sitting in my chair.
Do you have to get up or not?
No, not if you're already asleep.
You can tell him to go pound sand.
Yeah, oh yeah, sir.
Have you ever told a full bird colonel to go pound sand?
I have not.
That sounds like the train leaving the station.
43, departing in 3 minutes.
That's okay. That's what you heard
minutes.
From the chair, right?
All
okay.
Right. So,
there's no business like show business.
Sounds like Phyllis Diller.
That's from Annie, Get Your Gun. And you know who sang it on Broadway?
Ethel Merman. I think she also sang it in...
she's saying in an airplane.
Airplane. Yes.
She thinks he's Ethel Merman.
You'll be swell. You'll be great.
You know that when they lined Ethel Merman up to do that part, they wrote that little part and said, we got to get Ethel Merman really just do it, right? So they get Ethel Merman, and she signs the contract to come sing that part. We're talking about the movie Airplane, where Ethel Merman is in it for, what, 30 seconds?
Or less, yeah.
And sings, there's no business like show business. And Ethel Merman, the one clause in her contract that was different than everybody else's was that they also had to pay her hairdresser to come and do her hair for that musical.
So she got her friend to...
Now, do you remember Ethel Merman's hair looked like in that? It's like a big...
It's like a beehive or something.
Like a big pile of cotton candy. But they had a special hairdresser that she brought with her to do that hairstyle.
Mm. Okay, although John Williams is known for writing original film scores, he also won an Oscar for adapting the score of the 1971 film version of what Broadway musical?
Oh, geez.
Want me to take it another step?
Yeah.
Set in Russia.
Dr. Zhivago? Reds.
I'm out. I don't know.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
No, really?
All right. Hey, gentlemen. Mm. It's about that time. Mm. You know, we need to be wrapping up now.
Yeah?
So that...
And so we're going to go out with Craig singing a song.
All right. What song you want to go out with, Craig?
I don't.
Do that Ethel Merman, Tim.
No, I'm not doing that one.
Well, folks, see you later from Rick Gator, who is a real live song and dance man, by the way.
Crocodile, who also is.
An alligator with 4 left feet. That was the song.
See you later, Rick Gator.
Crocodile.
An alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Dr. Ferd's Male Enhancement.
If you want better service, lower postage, and faster delivery, you want Dr. Ferd. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later. From Rick Gator, Crocodile, and Alligator, this has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. Like there are any.